Does anyone have a special gift or a way you've honored a loved one, especially like maybe after a funeral, or a way to honor them years later? 314-531-9898. It might even be like something sentimental like from a wedding too, because I feel like it feels in the same category where you have these flowers or you have all these things that you spent all this money on and you're like, what do I do with them? I remember when my mom passed away, we had, you know, didn't know what to do with all the flowers. Like, what do we do with all these? Do we donate them? Is there something we could do in honor of her? 314-531-9898. Because AB has a really creative idea for some of those funeral home flowers.
Yeah, so one of my best friends from college lost her mom to cancer a couple months ago, and I flew out to Minnesota to attend the celebration of life with her and, like, a couple of our college buddies. And this wasn't planned in advance, but when I was there, I was just looking at all the flowers and I started just putting some of them in my purse secretly. And
really? You were just picking them off?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how you got them.
Yeah.
You stole from a few.
And I also brought like a really small purse, so I was really like shoving them in there. People, if people saw me, they probably thought I was crazy.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
And
yeah. It's a funeral. Like, it's not allowed. Like, usually those places are
quiet. You're not supposed to touch anything.
Yeah, you're just ripping things from there? Okay.
Well, so I was secretly putting them in my purse, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with these, but I know I'm going to do something. So when I got home, I flew with them home and everything, and I like hung them upside down like you're supposed to do and like sprayed them with whatever you're supposed to spray them with. And then I found this girl on Etsy who turns the flowers into coasters. Mm-hmm. So I ended up sending the flowers to this girl on Etsy, and she made them into these coasters. And it's really cool because the ones from the celebration of life obviously have like died. It had been like a couple months I had had these flowers. So she put in like brighter flowers to kind of brighten it up too and make it more happy.
Interesting. So it has like some of the flowers that are like dead from the funeral that symbolizes death.
Yeah.
And then some beautiful life flowers that symbolize like rebirth and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
so
they turned out so pretty. We posted a picture on our Instagram story of them.
Oh, you did. I want to see them.
But they turned out great. And I see her in a couple weeks. And so I'm going to surprise her with the coasters.
Oh my gosh.
So if you want to see them, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, Brett with one T. We had just posted a picture of the coasters. So you can see them. We did something similar for my mom's. You did this without even knowing. You just thought.
I was I'm going to use these for something.
Yeah. That is so creative.
So, because we were like saying the same thing, like, what do we do with all these flowers? And people recommended that. So my family all keeps a St. Christopher like medal in our car, and it's like the patron saint for travelers. Mm-hmm. And so we took the flowers and we each got St. Christopher medals made and then rosaries made from the flowers from my mom's funeral.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's each awesome. Of them. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, I've always struggled to figure out what to do about like how to honor someone once they've passed or how to like for myself keep a special memory. So that flower idea is amazing. The rosary idea is amazing.
It could be like an old t-shirt if they had.
Yeah.
It could be like something from their old footballs or baseball days. A way that you found a way to honor them. Or it doesn't have to be like all like, oh, just like a loved one we lost. But well, this is what we did with our wedding to make sure that those stories are gifted. And so the love can continue beyond just the wedding day.
Keepsakes.
Yeah. If you have a special keepsake, a special gift, what is it? And what did you do with it? 314-531-9898. Your call's on this next. Man, these gifts like leave you with some chills. It's the Brett Mega Show. So we're talking about if you've ever had a sentimental gift from something important in your life. It can be from like your wedding. You want to make sure that that wedding day lives on and it was a gift that you re-gifted and keep that love on an anniversary. What inspired this conversation is AB actually stole flowers from from the celebration of life.
I did.
You were just picking them off the celebration of life, just picking them off.
Well, I stayed throughout the whole thing and throughout cleanup. So it was kind of when everyone was cleaning up everything and kind of collecting everything in the same corner. I was like, I'm going to steal some.
I thought
this.
Like the priest was up there talking and maybe he's like ripped it right off and put it in her purse. But she took those flowers and then what'd you get made?
I got these coasters made with the flowers like planted in them.
So beautiful. What did you get made from something in your life? You got re-gifted. And so this love, the story can stay, continue to keep going. 314-531-9898. Patrick, you didn't make sure it wasn't just a gift. You literally got a bill changed.
Yeah, what happened was in 2004, my wife and I lost our baby Sarah to stillborn. So me being an older man, I had a little bit of have a little connection with some elected officials. So it took 9 years, but after finding sponsors and lobbying and testifying, I was able to get the Missouri 1040 tax form changed to allow a stillborn tax exemption.
Wow.
Wow.
You got it.
Because what?
You got a bill like basically changed in honor of your daughter Sarah's memory.
It was only the third state in the country that did it.
And, wow.
And they went ahead and took a lot of effort. But what happens is some places, like where I'm at, St. Charles County, the funeral home paid for the services for lost babies, but a lot of people around the state don't have that extra money. So a little bit helped to go and honor them, and then this way.
Way to have her story live on, Patrick.
Yeah.
You can hear it in your voice how much it still means to you to this day, and you are changing people's lives. So thank you for sharing that story. What a powerful story.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's grab Molly. Molly, what gift did you re-gift, or what did you take as make from a sentimental moment?
So 12 years ago, I lost my big sister due to traumatic brain injury, and she was in the hospital for 11 days. And then once she passed away, the funeral and all that, we took some of the flowers, and our family got us made beads. And so they're a pendant, and it hangs through my rearview mirror, and so I see it every day.
It's like her presence is there every single day for you.
Yeah, she was an organ donor, so we also do a lot with organ donation. So we kind of, the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow, really cool. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your sister's story. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Maura, what did you get in honor of a loved one who passed away?
Yes, thank you, my dear friend. She took the spray of the roses on top of my late husband's casket, and she had, like the other woman said, beads made, and I got received a beautiful bracelet. It smelled wonderful. And then my two children got like keychain rings made and to remember their father. And it was just so touching. And it was also like almost 18 years ago, but I still get emotional.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
But and also, it's so interesting, the first gentleman that called, my late husband was a state representative, and I think he helped on that bill.
Oh, my God.
Because he died in 05. So you know he assisted in that bill. So that's ironic.
I have chills all over my body.
I have goosebumps.
And that just goes to show you the power and connection of radio and what we do.
Yep.
Of AB sharing her friend's mom's story.
Yes.
And then Patrick calling in and sharing his daughter Sarah's story. And then your husband's story. How all of our stories somehow can intertwine and connect.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Right, yes. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
Yeah, and their stories are living on. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
That was heavy.
That was crazy, guys. Yeah. It just goes to show
it's
you that
so beautiful.
Yes. And so thank you for sharing your stories. That's what it's all about.